Okay, today's daf is Trumos, daf Chaf Gimel, and we are on Chaf Beis Amid Beis, right by the Gemara. We just read the Mishnah yesterday, which tells us another couple of halachas regarding Hafarshas Truma. We learned that one is not allowed to take Truma mimin al she'eino mino. One has to take oranges for oranges and grapes for grapes and everything how as it is supposed to be from its own min. And if one took misha'eino mino, ain't Truma so Truma. We have to have the whole list of halachas from this Masechta, which are lechadchila halachas, which are even b'di'evet halachas. Right? Minatame alator, minator alatame. Right, remember we had the first two Mishnahs, Chamisha lo yitromu b'imtarmu trumas and truma. That was the second Mishnah, ain trumas and truma, the five in this group, the five in that group. So this is halacha, that's ma'akev, right? It can't be a different min. But all chitim are one min, and all te'inim are one min. And then we also learn the second half of the Mishnah of what has to be toreim min hayafe, give from the best, give from superior types of produce. And what happens if the koi is not there? What's called the best? Is the best called objectively the best, or is best called what's going to last the longest if a kohen is not here? Miskayim, right? If it's the best, it doesn't help out the kohen if the kohen is not there. And the Mishnah gave examples of that machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai, ze echad mishloshim midrashos shein mechuvarin batorah. So one might remember this from Daf Yud Aleph. We had a line like this too. This is one of the clearest drushes in the Torah. So those types of statements are like, wow. So it doesn't mean in general. It doesn't mean in general, because if you look at the Rosh Sirlio back on Daf Yud Aleph, I don't think I mentioned this then, but when we learned this, because I just noticed it now, he says, this line appears three times in Chazal and all of Maseches Trumos. Meaning these are the three clearest drushes in Hilchos Trumos. Right, so we had earlier, back on Daf Yud Aleph Mabez, what was that halacha? That was about Hefker is Pater from Hafarshas Trumos and Maestros. Because Uvaha Levi, who's going to come, ki ein lo chelek v'nachlimach. The Levi who does not have a portion with you will come and you'll give him Trumos and Maestros. But if he has a portion with you, like Hefker, then there's no chiyuv. That was that makar. Right? This is the next makar, number two, and then there's another one that Be'ez Hashem on Daf Ayin Aleph. That comes up in a couple of weeks. But that doesn't mean that in general these are the three clearest drushes in all of Chazal. It means within the world of Trumos, these are clear drushes according to Rabbi Yanai. So again, Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Yanai, this is one of the three. What is the three? This drusha. Kol Chelev Yitzhar, V'kol Chelev Tirosh V'dagan, or the Pasuk, that is, remember, after the rebellion of Korach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reiterates all of the Matnas Kuhuna, and a lot of many of the sources of the mitzvahs come from that parsha, the end of parsha's Korach. That's what this pasuk, Kol Chelev Yitzhar, Chelev means the best of. Chelev, the highest quality. So Kol Chelev Yitzhar, the highest quality Yitzhar oil, but called Chelev Tirosh V'dagan, and all the best quality of Tirosh, wine, V'dagan, and grain. So you see the word Chelev appears twice. Right, so why does it appear twice? Why doesn't it just say Kol Chelev Yitzhar, Dagan, Tirosh V'dagan? Because we say it must be they have to have Chelev of this and Chelev of that. So that's how you know it's supposed to be every min gets its own hafrasha. Right, Kol Chelev Yitzhar, Kol Chelev Tirosh V'dagan. So that's the halacha. The question is, though, that the Gemara is bothered by, so why do you put Tirosh and Dagan together? Right, you have a Yitzhar and Tirosh separately, so why do you have Tirosh and Dagan put together? So Ma'anan Kayamin. What are we talking about? What's the message of this pasuk? Look at the top Ma'ara folder. Ma ba hamikra hazel olamdeinu. What is this pasuk coming to teach me? Lama amar chelav echad gabe yitzhar v'chelav echad gabe tirosh v'dagan. Right? Why is there one chelav here, one chelav there? You want to say it's all three? You should have three chelavs. And why do you put any of them together? So im lelamed shehein tarmim minat tirosh ala dagan, minat dagan ala tirosh. If you want to tell me, well, tirosh and dagan are put together because you can be tarmim zel zeh. Wine on grain? That's not true. Hativon, right? Is that possible? Hare tirosh v'yitzar. Even oil and wine. Hare shnei mine ilan. They're both, at least within the same category, they're both from the tree. Right, they're both from Bori Priya 8's world, and even they are not considered one min. Right, you have two separate chelevs for chelev yitzar and chelev tirosh. So even they can't be together. So of course, tirosh and dagon, which are two totally different categories of items, wine and grain. So it can't be that tirosh and dagon are together for the reason of ma'asrin v'tarmin mizeh alzeh. It has to be for a different reason. You know, everything is separately mimin almino and not mimin alshein almino from the fact that there are separate chelevs. Chelav Yitzar and Chelav Tirosh. Why is Tirosh and Dagon put together? To teach me something else. To teach me another halacha. Du Amar, Ma Tirosh V'Yitzar, Shein Miyuchadim, Shein Shnei Mina Ilon, Ein Tarmav Lo Ma'asur Mizeh Alzeh. Just like Tirosh and Yitzar are separate, different, even though they're two Mina Ilon. And yet, you can't be Tarmav Ma'asur Mizeh Alzeh. V'Afani, Marabah Shnei Minim Shebedagon. So also, two types of Dagon. If one have two types of grains, or, like, what are two types of grains? We know, the five types of grains. Chita, saora, right, barley, and wheat, and spelt, and oats, and rye. Are the five types of grains. So, just like those, so too there. Why do you put tirosh and dagon next to each other? Just like tirosh is separate, so too dagon, if you have different types of grain. Or, shnei minei shebetua, or two different types of tevua. Right, that's all the legumes, what we call kitnios, right? If you different types of legumes, sheitarma v'lamasrin mizelzeh, right? That's why you put tirosh and dagon together. Just like tirosh is different than everything else, so too even within dagon, right? They're different than anything else, right? That's what the Marav Folda says on the first couple of skinny lines. Kishem shetirosh v'yitzar ein ma'asrin mizelzeh shein shnei mina ilan. There are two types of trees in terms of this halacha. Yes, you're right that you might, the one bracha might suffice for both if you're eating it. But that's because brachas are more general. They're more inclusive, right? Borei pri eitz are all eitz. Borei pri adama are all adamas. But still, within adama, you can't take, cucumbers for tomatoes, right? Midrabanan, right? So hachanami says the Marav Folda, tirosh v'dagon shnei minim heim. Elavadai, delahachi yasi lebinyanav, matirosh v'yitzar v'chulo, afkol v'chulu. Okay, it's a binyanav. Couple of points. Number one, so we're talking about yitzar, tirosh, dagon. So I translated that as wine and oil. But it could also, it's in within the world of grapes and with the world of olives. So does that include olives and grapes? Or is that wine and oil? Am I nafkamina? We quoted this, I think, back in the Hakdama to the Masechta. So what's chayav and chumas and maisos midaraisa? Right, what is chayav and chumas and maisos midaraisa? I don't have to give shumas and maestros from meat. Right? I don't have to give shumas and maestros from chicken. Right? It's the only thing that grow from the ground. But how much? What grows from the ground? So the pasuk says, dagon tirosh v'yitzar. That's the pasuk. That's the phrase. Right here. Kol chelav yitzar, kol chelav tirosh v'dagon. That's what's quoted. So look in Rashi, look in Tosfos, and a few places in Shas, they say, that's it. Dagon tirosh v'yitzar. That's all that's chayav midaraisa in shumas and maestros. Oranges and apples and pears and mangoes, all of those are chayav in shumas and maestros midarabanan, not midaraisa. Only dagon tirosh v'yitzar. Wheat and tirosh v'yitzar, which at least includes wine and oil. At least includes wine and oil. That's Rashi and Tosfos, and that's the Ravid Shita. That's the chiyuv. If you look in there is a machlokes, Tosfos and Bamatzia, on Daf Peches and the Ramban about, what about grapes and oil? Grapes and olives. Are grapes and olives, it says dagon tirosh v'yitzar. So are grapes and olives included in midaraisa also? Or just wine and oil? So that's a machlokes. Tosfos assumes, that even grapes and olives are chayiv, while the Ramban in Dvarim, in Perek Yudal, it says no, wine and oil. Grapes and olives only meet the Rabbanan. Right, that's the Ramban in Parshas Re'eh, the pasuk there also says, Aser Ta'aser, right? Aser Ta'aser, the lading for a yantif in Chutz La'aretz. The Eretz Yisrael doesn't get this lading too often. Says the Ramban, right? Going through these psukim, what you have to give Chumas and Maestros from. It doesn't mean from all of your tuah. She asks her kol atuah mikol asher zara, v'lo kol ayotze v'nasa d'shana shana. Right, it's not all. It's specific. Yaser bein amido shezara bein shetot v'lei akol v'emuna, v'achar kach hizkir haminim hamechuyavim lehisaser, meiser degoncha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha. Over and over again. That's it, right? The Ramban holds like Rashi and Tosfos. We have to know this now, but what's chayav in Shumas and Maestros Daraisa? What's chayav in Drabanan? There are differences in Halacha. And he quotes this from Rashi. Aval, a mitzvah, Shumas and Maestros, b'chomakom, dagan, tirish, v'yitzar. And then he quotes, upirish dagan, b'lashon HaKodesh. Let me explain what these are now. Dagan, tirish, v'yitzar are the only ones that are chayav Daraisa. Dagan is, chameshes, haminim, yiduin, betua. The five known grains, meaning not rice, and not millet, and not corn and potato, even if you make corn and potato bread, that's not dagan, right? That's what's chayiv mida oraisa. Those five, the first mishnah in Chala, list them. Upirosh tirosh. What's tirosh? Yayin, wine. Tirosh means wine. V'yitzar shemen. That's the Ramban. What those words mean? V'ein min acher b'kol azrayin uv'chol peros ha'ilon chayiv min haTorah klal lo b'chumis v'lo b'maisrus. No other min is chayiv in chumis and maisrus mi da oraisa. V'yesh b'raisa shenuyos b'taras kohanim u'b'sifri la'asmachtos v'hein mutos. Right? You find some other sources, but they're not oraisa, and most are an asmachta. They're a hint. Aval ha'davar mizbar b'gemar min haTalmud habavli v'yerushalmi u'pshuto shomikra kachu. I got the Bavli, Yerushalmi, and the Pshat of the Pesukim on my side. Sha'afilu zeh, here's the line. Sha'afilu zeisim va'anovim. Ma'isr shalahem enam in haTorah, ad sheyasu tirosh v'yitzar. Even olives and grapes are not chayim in shumas and ma'isr midar raisa. That's the sheet of the Ramban. V'tiye bazeh nizhar, says the Ramban. Be very careful about this. Shekvar ta'u ba migdolei ha'machabrim. Because the Gedolei HaMechabrim, which is the Meiri's name for the Ramban, but here maybe he gets it from the Ramban. I never noticed this before. Right, the Gedolei HaMechabrim, right, that's the Rambam, he was Toeh, according to the Ramban. Why? Because what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that all fruit, Dagan Yishvi Yitzhar are Durabanan, are examples. All fruit are Chayiv Midar Raisa. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, in Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, just find it, the Rambam says, all fruit, right, the Rambam must understand, right, and there are examples, there are stories in Shas that talk about Trumas and Maestris by other items, and the Rambam must understand. That proves the rule. Kol Ochel Adam, Hanishmar, any food, shekidula min aretz, that grows from the ground, chayav b'truma. Wow. Kol ochel adam shehanishmar, shekidula min aretz, chayav b'truma. U'mitzvah zaseh lahafrish b'mena reishas lakoin. Ma dagan tirosh, shenema reishas dagan chetiroshcha v'yitzarecha titein lo. Ma dagan tirosh v'yitzar ma achal adam v'gidula min aretz, v'yesh lo bailim. Just like dagan tirosh v'yitzar are food that grows from the ground and it has an owner. Shenema digan cha, av kol kayotze behen, chayav b'truma v'chayav b'maisris. We have many examples that the Torah gives examples of something, but it doesn't mean only those. Right? On Shabbos, which animals are not allowed to work for you on Shabbos? The Torah says specific animals, but it applies to all animals that work for you. Right? Kilai behema. Right? There are specific ones that are mentioned in the Torah, but it means all. So there are many examples of a list in the Torah that are just examples. Right? And sometimes it'll have a more inclusive pasuk. Right? By Hashavas Aveda. I'll call Aveda Sheyomarki. Right? So on any Aveda. So there's many examples, but that's the machlokas between the Rambam and most other Rishonim. There is a Kasav Sham. The Kasav Sham is the Rivet. The Kasav Sham, the Rivet has a whole sefer called the Kasav Sham, which are hasagas of the Rivet on the Balamor. The Balamor and the Rivet were chavrusas in Provence, in southern France, and they had a number of svarim that we have that they argue on each other. First of all, on the bottom of the riff, right? The Balamor wrote his hasagas on the riff, and the Rivet defends. The Rivet defends the riff from the attacks of the Balamor. So that's a one. But we also have the Kasav Sham. So the Kasav Sham, there's only one Kasav Sham on Maseches Chulin. So there, on that piece, the Ravid says, kind of a middle shita. I agree with Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban that it's only Chayiv Shubas and Maestros Midaraisa by Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar. But if I choose to be mafrish from other things, it could have a Chaloshem Daraisa also. There's no Chiyav by oranges and apples and pears, but if I did it, it's called Shuma Midaraisa. Right, that's the that could be a kiyum, even though it's not a chiyuv. V'chus bize afen noar shein chayavim min haTorah im kara aleim shem yesh aleim kedushas truma min haTorah u'midamaas kishel Torah. It creates meduma like a din daraisa. So everybody agrees vegetables are drabanan. That's a Beferish Gemara, right? Yurakos, Maiser Yerek is Durabanan. But what about, and maybe that's where the Rambam gets it from. Why does it emphasize that Maiser Yerek is Durabanan? Emphasize Maiser everything else besides Zog and Tirish V'Yisar is Durabanan. Chazal doesn't say that, right? Yes. Chazal say Maiser Yerek is Durabanan. So maybe the Rambam understands that why Dafka pick on Yerek, right? So it must be that everything else is Daraisa. What would the Rivan would say? No, that just means in terms of the Kiyum. Right, in terms of the kiyum, Maisi Yerek is Rabbanan, even if I mafrish cucumbers and tomatoes, that's still going to be Rabbanan. But if I mafrish other types of fruits, that is Daraisa. So this is a important discussion, halacha lamaisa. Okay, there's another related issue, but let's continue first. So says the Gemara, what the Mishnah say? Kol min chitim echad. All types of wheat are one. All types of chitim. Lachein tzricha. What's the chiddush of that line? Afilu me'igdon al shamtis. V'chein min shamtis al igdon. Even if you have white wheat and red wheat, all different types of wheat, that still is going to be one type. That's going to be one type. Even if I do it one on the other, it's all one type. The reason I saw some of the achronim in the back talk about a Rambam, I'll just mention it, but got to work on, you know, how he puts these together. The Rambam Hilchos Bikurim. How Rambam Hilchos Bikurim in Perek Yud, the Rambam there talks about the mitzvah of Reishis Hagez. Reishis Hagez is a whole parak in Maseches Chulin. The first shearings of the sheep I have to give to the Kohen. So the Rambam there says, what if I have two types of shearings? I have sheep with white wool and sheep with brown wool. Right? Sometimes you'll see a whole group and there'll be a different sheep. Hayishnemine giza, kagon giza levana v'giza shchuma. He even adds, o gizas zacharim v'gizas nekevos. Interesting. Umachar min zevi niyachem in acher. Let's say I sold my white wool and I'm keeping my brown wool. I have one. Zed nosin la'atzma amasha lakach v'zed nosin la'atzma amasha shir. They're called two different types. They're called different types. The buyer has to take from his and the seller has to take from his. So the Mefarshim work on, you know, what about white wheat and brown wheat, right? Our Gemara says it's all min echad. And here, by wool, it's called two minim. Okay, just got to work that out. Got to work on that kasha. Okay, we continue. Kol min, the Mishnah also said, all types of figs are in one category. Kol min to einim begrogris vitvela achas v'tarmim yizel zeh. Fresh figs and dried figs and crushed figs, they're all considered one. Good. If it's two types, if something would be two types, and I did the wrong thing, so then the Mishnah said that it doesn't work, right? This is one of those of ein trumaso truma. Is not trumaso truma. Is there any benefit of then going to, if I messed up? So ein trumaso truma. So then I have to do it again. But what if I did something that's okay b'dieved? So is there any reason to go to a rabbi and be shoel on my hafrasha and undo it and then do it again the right way? Right? We have different halachas here. Some work b'dieved, some don't work b'dieved. So if it didn't work b'dieved, you got to do it again anyway. But if it did work b'dieved, so is there any ma'al yusa for that? The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva about that. Chasam Sofer in Yaradeya in Aleph Shin Chaf. Aleph Shin Chaf here in Yaradeya, he talks about the following case. Yud Kislev Tov Kuf Ayin Hei. That's when he wrote this tshuva. So he says, Bikashal Hashiv Chabinyin Ha'osa Shliach Litra Mol Afrish Lochala. So it's a little more complicated here. I made a shliach to be mafrish. Pashut Adavar. So could the shliach, what if, and the shliach is mafrish. So could the shliach be shoel? Could the mishaleach be shoel? On the hafrasha. He didn't even do the hafrasha. So he says, Pashad adavar deshrem yicholim l'shol ha-shliach v'abalabais. They both can be shoel. But what are they shoel on? Elodim ha-shliach shoel al-nidro. If the shliach is shoel, so then he's okir at meikara. And then he can be mafresh again. Chozir mafresh trumah ochal acheres. Ki adayin lo asa shlichus oklal. If he's shoel on his hafrasha, then it's undone. And then he can be mafresh again because he hasn't done his shlichus yet. I undid what I did, so what I did before is meaningless. What about the balabayas? The balabayas is shoel on what? On the hafrasha? He didn't do the hafrasha. The shliach did the hafrasha. Could the Balabais be Shoel? So he says, yeah, he could be Shoel, but not on the Afrasha. He could be Shoel on his Minui Shlichus, says the Chazam Sofer. He could be Shoel, why? Usually he can't be Shoel on a Minui Shlichus. But here, what's Minui Shlichus by Afrasha's Truma? All it is a conveyance of Da'as. You could be Shoel on a conveyance of Da'as. That's the Chiddush of the Chazam Sofer. Masha'enkeik, Shabalabais mischarit, Tzorchul ischarit al ikur, Masha'nasan daito, al daito shazeh ha-shliach, al zehu mischarit meikaro. Umemela, once he's Shoel on the Shlichus, so then bato Shlichus kamaisa, and then the Shliach is out of it. Lamafreya. And therefore what he did was meaningless. Masha'enkeik, ba'osa Shliach lidaraburo, hainu ke'ena freshes shuma, v'chala v'karban. Appointing a shliach is like doing a hafrasha, and therefore you could undo that. That's a chiddush. But then he says, and what about the bracha? You made a bracha on a parshas Shumas and Maisras, and now you're going to undo that. Doesn't that make it a bracha levatala? Meikara. So he says, l'anias da'iti ein kanchash bracha levatala. There's no problem. Why? T'nihi de'bechinam l'shol ala nedev l'igra bracha shenis richa shenis. You're right. To be shoal for nothing, and then that's causing maybe a bracha levatala if there's no tzarech. If there's a reason that you will mischarit, and you make a new bracha, there's no problem. Why? Because the original bracha wasn't levatala. At the moment in time, you were doing a mitzvah, and you made a bracha. Shekacha mevarech vitzivanu lahafrit shum v'chala. Ve'inyan hafrashas shum v'chala, shishar lo koach l'shal aleim. The Torah built in that even if you did this mitzvah, you could undo it. You could, but that's the same Torah that says you should make the bracha now, says you could undo it, and it's okay. V'yata, and then he says, V'kot sivan al-afrish osam al-dazu. V'kein asa, and then he ends the tshuva, V'ata ein li p'nai lahavi shum raya, ki rabu tirdosai. I can't bring you any rayas to this, because I have a lot of tirdos. Lo yu'uman ki yusupar, v'day bazeh. You won't believe how much is going on in my life, says the Chazam Sofer, but yeah, I'm not going to bring a raya, but he answered the question. He said there wouldn't be any issue in terms of the bracha levatala. Right? The Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses, would being oker lemafreya be a violation of not treating truma with proper respect? Right? You have to guard truma. Remember we mentioned, and he quotes, that avni miluim, there's an avni miluim in a tshuva, the ksos, that even though we're going to have later on in this mesechta, be'ezus Hashem, the principle of ein mevatlin isser l'chadchila, you're not allowed to be mevatel in isser. I can't take a little bit of milk and put it into less than 1/60th of chicken soup, because I want to give it a little texture, you can't do that. Ein mevatlin isser l'chadchila. But that's an isser d'rabbanan, according to most Rishonim. That's an isser d'rabbanan. The avni miluim in a tshuva, in Simen Yud Ches, says, except by Truma. Eim of Atlan by Truma is an Issa d'Araisa. Because there's a mitzvah d'Araisa to guard Truma. Mishmeres Trumosai. And being Mevatel Truma is a violation of guarding it. That's the Chiddush of the Avni Miluim. It doesn't just mean guarded from becoming Tamei. It means guarded from existing. And don't make it get lost in Rabim. In Bitul Barov, whatever it is. So the Asrin D'Araisa wonders, Rabbi Yosef Engel says in Klal Tesvav, what about being Shoel on your Truma? Is that a violation too? Just like being Mevata Lissa L'Chadchila. You can't be Mevata the Truma. That's a violation of guarding it. So maybe also, this case. So he says, I don't think so. He says, I don't think this would be as much of a problem. If I take real Truma, and I make it disappear by putting it in a larger mixture, That's already a chiddush, but that's destroying it, so to speak. But if I have truma here, and then I do abracadabra, and then I make it not truma, without doing it, because of a halachic reality, that, there's no truma here anymore. It's not like I took the truma and did something to it. I redid the past, and it's no longer truma. So you don't have to say that that's a violation of mishmeres trumo. So the Avni Miluah might agree, says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that would be okay. Mitzad atzvara hayamakam list topic was that im over bekiya gavne aasei deshimur the yesh lomar. You might say dera kishemetami truma shete tumaso aleha ba'oda ba kedushas truma. What it has kedushas truma and you're not treating it properly. Zeo bizoyan lekedushas truma v'yalkin also latama v'chem la'abda ulahafsida. Also to destroy it in bittul. Gamkein bizayon huze uveshapir aser avam hashaose mimena chulin umatira hare ein bizayon klal vim shibiosa chulin lo yinigo ba baklushas truma. Ah, you're not going to treat it like truma. You're right, because it's not truma. Right? Ki im minak chulin, al kolze, hari oziya ha minak chulin, heter. Voli ba bizayin lakushas truma. So that's interesting. So they both talk about the issues of being oker, but the Chassam Sofer's issue is what about the bracha? And the Rabbi Yosef Engel is about what about the bizayon of truma, if it is. Okay. We continue now. Tini, says the Gemara. Tarmin, so we just learned in our Mishnah that all types of figs are one type. Dried figs, fresh figs, pressed figs. Problem is, how do you calculate how much you have to take? Dried figs are much smaller in size, right? So I'm taking dried figs for fresh figs. So what do I do? How do I measure in terms of how much I'm supposed to take? Let's say truma is supposed to be about 1/50, as we'll see. How do you measure that? So tarmin tainim ala grogaris b'minyan. When you take fresh figs for dried figs, you count them out. You go by minyan, number. So then the coin's getting extra, right? You're doing, because the fresh figs are fatter. So fresh figs for dried figs is okay, just count them up and give 1/50. The opposite, though, you can't go by number, because then the coin would lose. The groger is alteina b'mida, that you go by volume. Right, you go by volumes, and that for sure would allow the Kohen to get what he's supposed to get. But not the opposite. Avolo te'enim al grogres shebimidah, avolo grogres al te'enim b'minyan. Right, you have to do it specifically in that way. Again, fresh figs you go by number, and dried figs you go by volume. That's the Tana Kama. And we have two Tanaim that argue on each half. If you have, again, fresh and dried figs in one basket, it's one min. This one and this one, it sounds like you just go by volume. You go by volume for everything. So that argues on that. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Abba Hayanotel Eser Grogaris. My father, Rabbi Yossi, used to take 10 Grogaris, 10 dried figs, Mina Muksa, from the area where they're drying, Altisha Mateinim Shabakagala, for 90 fresh figs in the basket. So you see from there that it always goes by minion. He doesn't care. So you see in the Mara folder for a minute on the bottom, Nimseis Travayu Pligia Tanakama. Right? Both of these opinions argue on the Tanakama. Mar Paligamida de Te'enim al Grogaris. One argues on the volume line of fresh for dry. Umar Paligaminion de Grogaris al Te'enim. Right? So that's the Machlokes. Again, we Paskin like the Tanakama. But you have each of these Tanoim that argue. So the Gemara says, according to the way the Mara Folda understands it, we're trying to figure out what's the svara for Rabbi Yossi. Right, the last line. What did Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi say? My father always used to go by numbers. Always used to go by numbers. Even if it's dry figs for fresh figs, and it's smaller, the coin's going to lose. Right, so why does he do that? Right, what's his svara? So Rabbi Yirmiya Savar, Meimar. Rabbi Yirmiya said, this is the svara for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yirmiya Savar, Meimar atzaroa es hatzameik ki'ilu tafach. You look at the tzamek as like the dried out, the shriveled. You look at the dry and shriveled figs as if they are tafach, as if they're blown up and swollen. Right? You look at the potential. Even though they're dry, you view them as kilo, they're full. So therefore you could take dry figs in number for full figs because you view the dry figs as if they're full. Right? Maybe if you soak them in water, they could get full again. And therefore, that's why you're allowed to take it by number. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yossi agrees that you go by volume. But according to him, it's the potential volume, and the potential volume is equal between the dry figs and the whole figs. Right? Often in halacha, you go by the potential. Right? And you view it ki'ilu, the potential is already there. Kol ha'omed, all of those halachas. So here it's dry, it's ki'ilu, it's full, and therefore it's the volume is okay. V'nasav salin kamad inun, and therefore you take from the basket like those. That's Rabbi Yirmiya's understanding of Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi does care about midah, but it's ki'ilu, the volume is equal. Rabbi Yonah v'Rabbi Yossi, they argue. Travai and Amrin, no. Derech ha'tafach litzmok, vein derech ha'tzamek litoach. Right? The big ones might get small over time, but to say dry ones, small ones might blow up, meaning, all those kala omid halachas are fine because that might be the destiny of the item. Kala omid listra of kasarif dami, kala omid ligzos kagazes dami, kala omid ligvos kagavi dami. So you could say all of those there's a destiny, but here, if you have dried figs, I don't know, they might stay dry figs forever. right? So the derech, it's the derech of the fat ones to maybe get dried out. But it's not the derech of the dry ones to get larger and swollen. So v'nasav salin ravervin b'teinasa. You could take from the basket fresh figs for the dry figs, meaning you go after the number, according to Rabbi Yossi. And it doesn't matter that there's a hefset to a kohen. No. Once it's called one type, it's called one type. And I have to give 1/50th a number, I give 1/50th a number. So machlokes, amoraim, what exactly was the svara for Rabbi Yossi? Is he fitting it in ki'ilu or not? Period. Amar lon Reb Acha, kein Reb Ila Rabchon Haveba. Reb Acha said, yeah, Reb Ila, your Rebbe also had that problem. And therefore, he also thought like you. Haman Taninan. So now we're going to quote a Mishnah that we're going to talk about, Be'ez Hashem, next time, but let's at least start the Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Taras. Mishnah Maseches Taras, which as you'll see, how it relates to what we were just talking about. Right? We know that in order for food to be metame other food, it has to be the size of an egg. We had that recently. Kebetza. Remember we had the case of the olives in the funnel, right? So, kebetza ochlin. If I have a kebetza food, it's tame food. It can be metame other food. But guess what? I put it in the sun and it got shriveled up. And now it's smaller than an egg size. Shehinichan b'chama v'desmatu v'chein kezayis b'na nevela. Or I have a piece of nevela, which is also metame v'kezayis. U'kadosha b'na sheretz. Or I have a lentil size of a sheretz, which is the shear of tumah for a sheretz. Kezayis pigel, kezayis nosar. Right, all of those are metame also midrabanan. Right, pigel in the Torah is only also to eat. No, sir, it's also to eat, and you have to burn it. But midrabanan also, it's matame. Kizayis chelev hare elu tahorin. All of these, the halacha is, says the Mishnah, that if all of these items that can be matame are put in the sun, and they get shriveled up, and now they're smaller than the shear of matame, so then they are not matame. You go by what actually is, right? And if I ate any, let's say if I eat any of these, it's also a chatzi shear. If I eat a half a kezias, right, even though it used to be a kezias, if I get dried out, I only buy the chatzi shir. The seifa of the Mishnah, though, which is what the Gemara is interested in bringing, the seifa of the Mishnah, the Mara Folda quotes it and says, if after this happened, you put it in the rain and it gets swollen again, so then, now it's the shir. Now it's the shir. It goes by what it is, right? It goes by what it is. If you put it right, that's what the Mara Folda says. U'mesayim b'seifa. Hinichin b'kshamim v'nispechu harilu tumeyim v'chayavin and you b'chayav for the whole shir. V'ashas kitzer v'lo hevi ha-seifa. The Gemara did not quote the seifa, but that's what the Gemara is about to comment on, right? So we'll have to get to the dromai, what they said about it, that seifa, and how it relates to our discussion, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to next time. Okay, we'll stop here.